It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen. I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
I think he's in trouble.
Julie, this guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Welcome to Adventure Time with Dan. Now here's your adventuring host, Dan the Man.
See? You have all the pizzazz of a dead moth, Todd. Jesus. Welcome. Gore readings, Flesh Wound Radio Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. That's how you do it, Todd. God damn it. We're still recording this new way, so yeah, little different. I'll try and bring the pizzazz back. Todd, you're like Lance Storm trying to cut a promo.
I don't like this new way. Dan thinks he can talk shit.
Dan can talk all the shit now. Until you figure out how to
oh no. Put your I know how to do it. You just can't hear it.
Well, then there you go.
So that's even worse for you.
Not really, because I can't get angry. I mean, you know, I know what kind of
bullshit. I know, that's half the fun of it. If you can't get angry, what's the point?
Like making Roman jokes about Ozzy on Squared Circle Society and you can't hear it. There's no fun there.
There is not. Yeah,
so, you know, so there we go. But yeah, hopefully we're playing with some different stuff, and we probably sound even a little bit better now, and probably even better down the line. So, yeah, a lot of fun changes at Flesh Wound Radio.
If you have not liked the page, go like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page, and if you're not in the group, go join. Well, wait, Pugs named it. Why don't you tell us the name of the group, Pugs?
We are currently recruiting for our horror cartel, and you are more than welcome to come like the page and come join us. Learn some horror news and just have fun and be assholes at times.
Yes.
We are going to have, since
horror cartel shirts?
Yes, we need to have horror cartel shirts now, and I want all of us. I'm not going to pick on Ozzy. I'm going to pick on Bob because he hasn't been on in forever. We're going to have all of us holding machetes and holding Bob's everything. So there you go. I'll be nice to you, Ozzy.
No. We'll just do the Scarface bathtub part scene.
There it is. There you go. I really do want to do merch. I know I've been talking about it like forever. Something will happen hopefully soon.
Yeah, Horror Cartel, Rape Shark.
Yep.
Yes.
Now we need the pinball revenge or machine. Pinball machine revenge, whatever. We got to come up with that.
Yes.
Now
attack of the pinball machine.
Now we need Silence of the Lambs with Leo Rossi as
Hannibal. You know what?
My brilliance from the last episode.
Yes, that's actually excellent, Dan. We should do that.
it will happen. So anyways, our second show of the week. We hope you guys are enjoying our new way of doing things. I think it's pretty cool. Break it up a little bit. So you guys kind of get more of us, but yeah, at the same time, somewhat shorter episodes, depending. Some may still be.
Thanks, Dan, for underselling it.
Right.
Hey,
unless they're binging,
we're giving you more, but you're getting less. Fucking
but they
Dan.
Can also binge, dude.
They can.
If you're binging, it's all one episode. It's pretty exactly. cool.
And we'll more likely than not hit more than 2 hours this way, and we don't have to worry about hitting the archive. But I think the positive I get from this is sometimes sitting down to listen to 2.5 hour podcasts is intimidating. Listen to one that's an hour is not a big deal. And say you don't want to hear us talk about porn or After Dark or whatever else we're going to talk about. We can theme each halves of the show.
You don't want to hear Dan's propaganda on white supremacy?
Ugh! Lies. Lies.
Come on, Dan. Give us another rant about what's woke.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dodd.
Pile shine.
That's a new shirt.
That is racist. God
Pile
damn
shine?
It. Mocking my German heritage.
You love Jojo Rabbit.
What? I can like Jojo Rabbit. What
but
the
you
hell
liked
is
it.
Jojo Rabbit?
You liked it in the wrong way. We could tell.
Fuck you. Mm-hmm. God damn it. The wrong way. What's the wrong way? It's a comedy with a goofball Hitler.
You want a Jojo
with Hitler.
You want a Jojo to keep her chained up in the basement.
Racist. Holy shit. God damn it. Now I'm offended.
Well, I'm offended for people who like to chain women up in their basement, so how do you like that? Goes both ways.
Well played.
Hey, don't kink shame, Todd.
I'm not.
You say all the time. All right. Well, on that note, all right. So we're actually going to give, before we get into our first film of the evening, which is BMW, we're going to give Hugs a chance to give his thoughts on the same director, Jeff Bagos, I believe is how you say his name. His film Bliss, which we reviewed, I think, 2 or 3 episodes ago, which you guys should check out. But, Pugs, what did you think of Bliss? Todd and I were split.
I know. Dan, I know you loved it. Todd, I don't remember if you don't like it or you hate it.
I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I didn't hate it.
Okay. Yeah. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought the artwork ended up being pretty damn cool, and the reasons, like, how we got there was pretty... Like, right at the end, when everything culminated and added up, I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty damn cool. I recommend it. You should check it out. I don't really find the girl attractive. Dan, I'm pretty sure you do, but she has, like, curly hair and she looks like a little boy, so no thanks.
Fuck. I'm a white supremacist. I'm a kitty diddler. Oh, goddamn. This episode's...
You do realize now we have that on audio, so we can just isolate that, and you can just say, I'm a diddler all the time.
Hold on, I'm writing down the time. 8:30.
Fuck you. God damn.
Okay.
You fucked up. Fucked up.
I'm a racist. Anyway. Yeah. No, Bliss was pretty cool. I dug it.
Next, Dan, see what happens when you get bad on a show. Payback's a motherfucker.
Nicker.
I just—is this what Dan sounds like when he's climaxing?
The grunts. I'm a little concerned.
That's fucked up. I'm a very quiet comer. I'll have you know, I don't make a lot of noise. And
I'm
gonna
know that, but now I do.
Yeah, I know.
I should just fucking talk about it for like the next hour and just make you guys uncomfortable.
I didn't say I was uncomfortable. Yeah. I just said I didn't even know.
Yeah, right.
But I did want to say I liked Bliss more than I liked Velvet Buzzsaw, which is also about like art and stuff. I thought this one was way cooler.
Cool. I agree. This was Bliss was. I'm not going to recap the whole review, but gory, sexy, and again, I don't like a lot of modern vampire flicks, so this was one of the good ones. I really dug it. Yeah. Todd has a stick up his ass.
Because I have to like everything Dan likes.
Because you hate lesbians, that's why. That had some hot lesbo action.
Yeah. Hot. You're going to make Pugs change his rating next.
You like the other girl.
The Lady Gaga wannabe? Yeah, she was all right.
Yeah. Well, not everybody can be Lady Gaga.
That's true. But the homeboy from After Midnight was in that, too. He's pretty cool. I like him. I think he was in Battery, too, right?
I don't think that was the same guy.
Yeah. It was After Midnight.
Jeremy. Oh, I thought it was cool.
He was wearing a Jump Cut Cafe shirt in one of them.
Yeah. I really like this director. He does... Yeah, I mean, he has a signature style, but at the same time, he does something a little different each time. I've yet to dislike a film he's done. I thought Mind's Eye was really good, kind of a Scanners-esque flick. And I'm a fan. Well, we'll see if we're still fans when we get to VFW. But there you go, Pug. So Todd's the odd man out on Bliss. He's a hater. What can we say? All right, so... Textbook hater. So VFW from director Jeff Bagos. Excuse me. A group of war veterans must defend their local VFW post and an innocent teen against a deranged drug dealer and his relentless army of punk mutants. Man, this one, first of all, perfect fucking casting across the board. I am such a huge William Sadler fan in general. Demon Knight. He's another one I've met. I have a signed Demon Knight poster in my library. So good to see him in a film like this where he can really sink his teeth into it. Of course, Stephen Lang. Fred the Hammer Williamson, Martin Cove, George Wendt, too, who seems to, like, pop up in random small roles in these directors' films.
He was in Bliss?
He was, yes. Taking in that lesbo vampire action. Not really. Actually, that would have made Todd like it if George Wendt had it.
Yeah, that's why I would have liked it.
You know it would be.
Come on. I was mocking you, Dan. You disappeared again.
I don't know why how I'm disappearing, but we'll have to listen to the audio. You hear me loud and clear right now?
You're good right now.
I was just talking about George Wendt getting some vampire poontang.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. You would have liked that. We're all big dudes. We would have popped for George Wendt. Getting that damn tank. But anyways, so yes, fantastic cast.
Can you write a movie named Vamp Tang, please?
it's gonna happen.
I think it needs to.
Hugs, you're a musician. You've had some Vamp Tang. Come on. Everybody's had some Vamp Tang.
I have.
There you go. See? It's a thing. It's a thing. We need to trademark I Heart Vamp Tang.
Tasted like a mouthful of pennies.
Oh! Well, that's never fun.
Speak for yourself. I had a great time.
I'm not going to go there, but because especially when I'm called a white supremacist.
Dan can't even get spaghetti on his face. Come on.
I had a really racist and funny joke, but I'm not going to make it.
Well, it's extra racist now that you won't say it, because that means you mean it.
Pretty much.
Oh, come on. I think I look pretty good on the joke.
I didn't hear one N-bomb you just said. Holy shit.
There was a lot.
God damn it. All right, so back to the movie. It's obvious from the get-go, the Carpenter vibe, Assault on Precinct 13,
oh, yeah.
It's all
even the opening credits. I was like, "Oh, this is Assault on 13. This is gonna be cool."
And the music, I was like so in love already. Like, we didn't even get past the credits, and I was already fucking in love.
Yeah, this is a crowd pleaser. I mean, this is. I mean, I was gonna say Expendables too, but a lot better than the last Expendables movie. What did you think, Pugs? Because this is gonna be a love fest for me.
I think we're on the same page here. My only gripe would be the twink villain. He was okay, but I think with all these old kick-ass dudes, they should have had an old kick-ass asshole. But, I loved everybody. They all had great chemistry. Actually, I want to go on more adventures with the survivors. I thought they were fucking badass. Like, I got nothing but love for this fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I agree, Todd.
Oh yeah, I fucking love this. I don't know. I immediately looked up where the VFW they shot it was.
Oh, is it near you?
No, it's in Texas.
Okay.
But
they honor it at the end of the movie too.
Yes, they do. I actually looked it up before we got to that part, but. I don't know. Is it spending time in VFWs? The only thing that could have made it better is if they were having a wrestling show in the back room.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sequel.
Well, is there not some great sequel potential? You bring in, like, other war buddies somehow, and, some of the same guys come back, and this one, I think, has great sequel potential. You're actually right, Pugs. I agree about the villain. If he were still alive, Billy Drago would have kicked the shit out of this as the villain, in my opinion. But
Or they should have just made it that girl, because she was a badass.
Yeah,
she was. I don't think the villain did a bad job, though. I mean,
he didn't seem like the main guy. Like, this guy, this twig.
Yeah, and the only thing I can think of to say about this movie, and it's not a criticism at all, but when they use the term mutants, I should say there's no real like horror vibe to this, except that it is over the top, bloody and gory.
Glorious look.
Yeah,
it's about as much a horror film as Assault on Precinct 13.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I didn't want to. When they
the original mutant, John Carpenter one, not the pussy remake.
Yeah.
I forget. I haven't
revisited that in ages. Lawrence Fishburne and Ethan Hawke, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll still watch that over the Last House on the Left remake.
Like the last scene. It makes no sense, but I just like the idea of the fucking microwave.
I like the idea of it, too. It's just, no one can replace Krug. What's funny? I say that, but Kevin Gage replaced him in Chaos, so what am I saying?
Okay. But my only gripe is that they didn't go for it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to remake that movie,
I hate it so much because of that. That's the whole point of the fucking movie. That's the whole point of the movie and every fucking adaptation that you do. Like, back to the original Virgin Spring, Chaos, Last House, you take away the whole point of it. It's you're getting revenge because they raped and murdered your daughter. Not just because they raped and beat her up. It takes away the punch.
I agree with you. Well, we would get into.
Oh yeah, we're off topic already.
But it's enough.
It happens.
But anyways, VFW. I could compare this somewhat to Hobo with a Shotgun, although it's not.
Same
It doesn't get quite as over the top as Hobo, though. It's a slightly different.
It could have taken place in the same universe, and if Rutger Hauer was still with us, I would want a crossover.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think this is better than Hobo.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I can go there, to be honest, because they're just two very different films. So it's like, I just can't compare them. They're both in the same league. But I
enjoyed this way more than Hobo. Yeah. I think this is better than Hobo.
Okay, fair enough.
But if he called up for backup and Hobo with a shotgun showed up, I'm high-fiving everybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember Hobo with the shotgun. Did they say that he was a vet? I can't really remember that.
I don't remember either.
I think he actually was, if memory serves, and it could make total sense. Too bad. Yeah. Rutger Hauer would have been great just as a different character in this, but
he's the villain.
The villain, yes, absolutely. So I can't. I'm hearing my own voice. I don't know if that's.
That's you.
Oh, okay. So anyways, yeah, this movie, I can't recommend it enough. I mean, if you're a Carpenter fan, this is one hell of a love letter, and I'm a five on this, and I don't think you'll be able to bitch about that one.
A five, really? Yeah, I'm a five. Fuck, I'm a five, too.
I know you are, asshole.
I'm going to go five. I wish the villain was better. But yeah, I had too good of a time not to.
Everything else was so good, I gave the villain a pass. But I do have to make an announcement. This is officially Dan's first five of the new format. So we will keep a count now. One.
Well, you're tied, motherfucker. So maybe I'll keep count, too.
Okay, we're keeping it. I'm spreadsheet time.
All right. Oh, and I should also say,
so when it's five across the board, like, is that, does it get like a big special rating?
It, see, that should null and void any of the fives, actually. Okay, yeah, but I see what you're saying. I'm just saying for my notes. Yes,
it's a Go ahead.
It's a flesh wound five because Oliver said it.
So there should it go. Be a scab? Or we should name it something like when it's all fives.
Yes.
Like a flesh wound scab award or some shit. I don't know.
The flesh wound gash.
There we go. It's a gash.
There we go.
And I also want to say this is coming to 4K. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled in like. Some past films have, but this
there
is
was
getting a
4K. The company canceled one. I'm sitting here looking at the fucking color, the fucking Nick Cage fucking color of dark, whatever color of night.
Color out of space.
Thank you, color out of space. Oh. I have that up. The 4K
canceled it.
No, that one's out.
It's the man who killed Hitler is the one that.
Oh, or, that's because
he didn't
want that in 4K. Yeah. Proud of the photo. Problem.
That's the one they canceled, and Dan says they're going to cancel everything.
Yes.
Fuck you, Todd.
You do, though. Color out of space, they might cancel it. VFW, they might cancel it.
Well, I hope not, because it's fucking awesome. Eat a dick, Todd.
I know. I'm talking all this shit now. Watch them cancel, and I'll be pissed.
No.
I'll be cursing. Color out of space. I'm like, I get that in a fucking 4K, but not VFW.
You know what? If we can get Nicolas Cage in blackface and call that colored out of space,
oh, that'd be hilarious. That would be a 10.
Yes.
Once again, Pugs is black.
Alpaca, nigga!
Hey, if Robert Downey Jr. can do it, so can...
Right?
Although that was,
you know what?
That was a
have you guys?
Time.
I fucking love the menu for the Color Out of Space. It's just the alpaca. So cool.
That is awesome. All right, like, how are we gonna live up to that now?
Well, let's go with Pug's pick of the week. Because we added this one because Pugs was, like, all about it.
I was very excited for it because Henry Zebrowski from Last House on the Left. And I'm saying, look what you did, Todd. From the last podcast on the left and the last stream on the left, this is his movie, or not his movie. He's in it. He plays the short dude, the best friend. So that's why I was like, oh, shit, yeah, he's promoting the shit out of it. I got to support my boy. Love it. Love those guys. I love him. He's funny as shit.
Yes.
So I was like, we should review After Midnight.
Absolutely. And After Midnight comes from the director and hero of Jeremy Gardner and
Christian. Son of a bitch. Dan. Hello.
I'm not even telling him anymore. I'm just letting him know.
Try it again, Dan.
All right. You hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. After Midnight comes from the directing duo of Jeremy Gardner and Christian Stella, and follows when his girlfriend suddenly disappears, leaving a cryptic note as her only explanation, Hank's comfortable life and his sanity begin to crack. Then, from the woods surrounding his house, something terrible starts trying to break in. All right. So, this one I'm very curious, since you not recommended it, that's not the word, but wanted to review it, Pugs. What did you think of After Midnight? Because I can see this having a lot of different opinions. What is yours?
Okay, well, my initial reaction while watching the movie was I wish it would hurry the hell up, because it takes forever to get somewhere. But when we do, it's just okay. I'm a little let down by this movie. I gotta say. I thought the conversation between the main dude and I forgot her name, the blonde chick. She has her own podcast about books. She said Abby. She had dreadlocks and but what's her real name?
Bria Grant.
Her. When they have their conversation, like, and it becomes an actual drama, I was like, oh, maybe they should have just had a drama movie instead of throwing in some horror elements.
That's funny, because that's when it really picked up for me.
Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It was just... what do you say, Dan? Too woke? Because this is like... everything that the guy did was bad. Yeah, like, that's just what it came off to me as. I don't know. I was just a little disappointed. I liked the movie as a whole, but it's not what I was expecting or wanted. But it's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't really like the monster design. I thought it could have been cooler.
Yeah.
I loved Henry in it. Yeah. I thought he was cool.
Kind of looked like... I didn't have an issue. It kind of looked like a background character in Nightbreed, kind of. I didn't have a big issue. Alright, so for me with this movie, it is a complicated review because this sounds like a really weird comparison, but I almost got like a Marriage Story vibe from this one at a point, because it's actually really good in terms of... So, alright, so first off, 95% of this is a conversation, basically, between a husband and his wife, working out their shit. There is very little of the hour and 23-minute runtime that is actual horror. So it's one of those
longer.
It's less than 5 minutes, probably, literally. Maybe 5 minutes, I'll give it that. But that's going to annoy the shit out of a lot of people, because you're essentially watching a couple work out their shit. Having said that, the acting was great. Jeremy Gardner and Bria Grant had fantastic chemistry. I was not bored, but I think a lot of you might be. I didn't love this film. I'm not, like I said, this has so many differing opinions already. Piece of crap, classic. I mean, I've heard a whole range of opinions on it, and it's hard to say where you'll fall. But I did pop at the end. I think it really started to peak towards the end when we had the dinner scene and where things kind of end up at the end. Did it save the whole movie for me? No. It really didn't, although, yeah, I don't know. I like it, but I definitely don't love it, and I think a lot of people are going to be on the I didn't care for it side of things. But Todd, what did you think? You're a sensitive fellow. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Yes, I know. That's my trademark on here. Like I said, I liked the relationship stuff more than anything else. For me, it picked up for like the last half hour, or last 25 minutes, maybe 20. But yeah, it was a lot of nothing to get to where we were going. If that would have been a short, I would have loved it.
Yeah, you could have done a 20, 30 minute. I actually agree with that.
I know, I said it.
Yeah, fuck you, Todd. I was agreeing, motherfucker.
I know, I said it.
I wasn't taking credit for it.
I know. Yeah. I would just say it was brilliant.
Yeah, this is one of those weird ones. After I finished watching it, I've still been kind of digesting exactly what I was going to even say about it. I will say this. I thought that there was going to be a certain twist that didn't happen. And then when one character actually even references the twist that I thought it was going to be, same I was like, here. Oh, great. They're not going to do that because that seems really fucking obvious.
I thought that's where they were going also. I was like, oh, well, okay. At least it's something.
Yeah,
up until now, we haven't done shit.
But, yeah, a little too obvious, and I'm kind of glad they didn't go there. So, I still think this could be worth a one-time watch, because it's definitely unique. Just, like I said, 95% relationship drama, and, you know, that you get about 5% horror. So, there you go. All right, what do you rate it, gentlemen? Since Todd always bitches that I rate it first.
Yeah, well, you always do.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I know I recommended this because I love Last Podcast on the Left. With the relationship stuff, I did like that a lot. So I think you guys are going to be surprised at how high I rate this. It's not going to be like super high, but I gave it a 3.5. Because I had a good time with it. It's just a little lackluster.
Okay, then I don't feel too off when I give it a 3. I put it above average, but not really a recommendation to a lot of people. Especially if you're going in wanting a horror film, I think you're going to be disappointed. But I mean, if you really look at that artwork, it's a heart with a monster in it, so they're kind of tipping their hat.
Yeah, no, I definitely knew that this was going to have romantic elements, but anyways, I hate to give it the same fucking thing, but I give it a 3 as well. I think this is good for a one-time watch. You know, you can just kind of decide for yourself really with this one, because it could go either way, but it is definitely worth the one-time watch. If you haven't seen The Battery, check that out though. I think that's the director's better film.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool,
And check out Last Podcast on the Left.
Absolutely. I think I'm up to like 130 now.
Cool. You binge the fuck out of that, and you can't watch.
I listen to it when I'm driving.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, okay.
So I can't watch shows when I'm driving. You want me to watch Hannibal while I'm driving to the fucking movies?
Well, with all the shit you're talking, yes, that might be a good thing.
Because, like, in the older ones, they're about an hour, a little over an hour, so going to the movies, coming back, I normally knock one out. Depending on the time I go.
Yeah, that's actually good for a long road trip, because you can only listen to so much music at a certain point. So.
Yeah, I tend to do that when I go to Arizona. Till I start getting tired, then I call Dan.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like the last resort. Thank you, fucker.
Well, no, because if I called you like when I wasn't tired, then you're gonna. Then when I do get tired, then you can't be on the phone. So it's a whole thing, because I know I'm gonna get tired.
Oh, there you, yeah. No, yeah. Call me. Don't die.
Otherwise, you're gonna be on the phone for like the whole 8 hours. So I go till I get tired.
That works. That works. All right. So. All right, let's do our main event.
20th anniversary. Jesus Christ. My trauma, 25 years of real independent cinema is now 20 years old. It's almost as old as the sign says.
Yeah.
So 2025, it will be 25 years old. I need to.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It does. I mean, there have been a lot of films lately that have been hitting that 20-year mark. And, yeah, it does make you feel old. Especially this one, because you don't really think of this as, like, old OG trauma. Obviously it's been a very long time since Toxic Avenger and, Sergeant Kabuki Man, but it's like, no, Terraformer, that's one of the newer trauma films. We're just fucking old. Todd's fucking ancient, but we're fucking old.
Motherfucker, I'm classic. Get that shit right.
You're fucking old. Hey, stall for 10 seconds. I dropped the fucking cover, and then I'll read
this. Okay, yeah. I'm the old one, but this motherfucker's fucking yelling, get off his lawn at the fucking 30.
Get the hell off his lawn.
Hey, Dan, why is Trump the best president?
Nicker.
It's okay.
That's what I'm reaching for. It.
Oh, that's... Hey, run, kid, run. It's okay. It's okay. God. It's okay. Pugs is black. We're just living.
That's my favorite.
We're just living the trauma spirit. Disrupting media
with my toxic bites.
Well, I have the cover now. It fell by. See this fucking headphone thing. That's the. I usually
do
the show.
Is the hat getting in the way of the headphones? It fell behind
my goddamn shelf, and then I was just gonna wing it. But
what did you drop?
The cover to the Blu-ray, motherfucker, that we are reviewing.
Oh, that's all right. I was gonna read it anyway. You ready?
Oh well, then no, why didn't you say that? And I didn't have to.
I'm just fucking with you.
God damn it! All right, so
I know why you wear the hat. You want to be Richard Stanley.
Oh.
That's...
You got to grow the mustache now. And get yourself a duster.
Hey, well, hey I'm not offended by that. Richard Stanley.
I would hope not. Richard Stanley's the fucking...
Fucking cool. Man, yeah. True story.
He's a weirdo, but he's cool.
Just like Dan.
We're all weirdos. I own weirdo. That's not an insult. Very weird.
No arguments.
I do want to go to the... I can never say this right, but the French Pyrenees area. I do actually. That is on my bucket list. I always said, I will die doing some sort of stupid adventure. That is how I will probably go. I'll either be going on walkabout, maybe something like that. I don't know. I'll get killed by ghosts or something. Who knows? But, yeah. It will happen. And Todd will feel bad for all the shit he talked on the show, and maybe he'll finally take down those terrible edits about me. But anyways, having said that, fuck. Goddamn. All right. So, from director Lloyd Kaufman, Terraformer is a Dali-esque surrealistic Troma masterpiece unleashed by director Lloyd Kaufman and the Troma team. Their trademark manic humor combines with a new, darker sensibility to create the latest in a legendary line of genre-blending classics. Inspired by Kaufman's book, All I Need to Know About Filmmaking I Learned from the Toxic Avenger, Terraformer is the most action-packed, most personal, most bizarre, and most commercial celluloidal adventure in the 45-year history of Troma Entertainment. Honored by film festivals the world over, Terra Firma has firmly established Troma as the fount of mass appeal alternative cinema and world source for real independent art. All right, so yeah, that really tells you like nothing about the movie, but that's okay. It's Troma. It's all good. I like that they misspell darkness on the cover, on the back cover too. So interesting question before we get into this one, and I know we'll freestyle a little bit about Troma in general. Todd is a nerd. Is this really the best reviewed Troma flick? Because I'm going to say that's Romeo and Juliet. That movie gets some mad love.
It does. I would probably say that is their most well reviewed one, but this is the definitive Troma film. This era of Troma is probably my favorite era than the original era, but you can definitely see the different eras of Troma. Mm-hmm. But the 2000 era, they just, it seemed like they went even more to the pushing the envelope.
They did, and you know, I kind of always go to Poltergeist, which
is a different era.
Well, I was about to say that's been 14 years now. That's not a new. Maybe a little less, considering that didn't come out right away,
I remember advertisements for that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at Fangoria Weekend of Horrors with a bunch of Poltergeist up in New York, which is why I think it didn't come out till a little later, because, well, no, that might have been around the time. That would have been 06, 07, I think. But I feel like for newcomers, we should do a little better on the storyline. I mean, this is essentially centers.
Poltergeist was 2006. I just looked it up.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, even that isn't new. But Terra Firma, I watched that again, and I'm like, oh, man. I don't know. Those two are so close in terms of my favorite recent-ish, or whatever we want to say at this point, in-house Troma flick, which we sadly don't get a lot of anymore. But yeah,
Do you want me to read the synopsis from the previous one?
Yeah, go for it, because we need to tell them a little more about the movie.
It's a little more, but not much. But it does sum it up. God, now hopefully it's not the exact same thing you said because I wasn't listening. A homicidal lunatic is running around the city, and the only people who can stop him are the Troma film crew. Terra Firma is the most action-packed, most personal, most bizarre, and most commercial celluloid venture in the 25-year history of Troma Entertainment.
Close enough. Yeah, there you go.
It is based on everything I learned. Everything I learned from filmmaking, I learned from.
Already covered it. Shut the fuck up, Todd.
And James Gunn.
There you go.
There you go. So there you go. Basically a wacky Troma-style slasher during the filming of a movie. So there you go. That's close. So Todd, tell me your first experience with this one. I know you've probably told some of that before, but what was it like? You sat down and you watched it. Did you watch it with Caesar back in the day?
No, I didn't hang out with him then. He was annoying.
Just a lump.
Yeah, he was just a baby lump then. No, I think I did. I'm sure Caesar watched it with me at some point. I watched it numerous times. My story of this was, this is, you know, how Troma does now. They tend to release something and they travel it around and do different cities. And basically like he used to do, they tour the print. Mm-hmm. And it was a different era 20 years ago where that was the only way you saw it till they released it on home video. Except, thankfully, the people at Troma decided, we're going to sell the VHS tape for, I think it was $60. And it said on the tape at the very bottom, for bootlegging purposes only. I still have that tape somewhere, which is funny. But yeah, that's the first time I saw it. I got the tape. I was so excited because I'd seen the trailers forever and ever and ever. And I just wanted to see this film. Because, Troma's Edge TV also was kind of pushing the envelope, and I love Troma's Edge TV. And this kind of is a little bit after, but it's kind of starting to get that flavor. But yeah, I mean, I've just always been a Troma fan, and I just couldn't wait and had to pay the money to get it early.
Yeah, that was your $400.
No, that's a different story. But we can save that. We'll come back to my expensive Troma story.
You still have
$400.
Yeah,
it's a first credit card story.
Ah, okay, that happens.
Yeah. Todd, you still, last time I was at your place, I'm sure there was stuff that was hidden, but you still have, all of your Troma stuff on every format, right? You still have all the VHS, DVDs.
No, I have certain VHS. I kick myself constantly for getting rid of all those tapes, because I wish I still had my VHS tape. Here's the thing, even worse. I wish I had the original Lightning tape that I got rid of when I got the Troma tape. Because it was newer and had some extras after the tape, but I wish I would have kept, it had the Lloyd intro. I wish I would have kept that original Lightning tape.
Yeah, you're going to...
Funny story.
JBL you into going on eBay.
You know how I got that tape too, my Lightning tape? It was at Major Video, which became Blockbuster Video. So I kept eyeing the tape. And they finally pulled it off the shelf and it sold it. And I immediately bought it. So I was like, yeah, this is a fit Blockbuster. Because it was unrated. The white box, not the black box.
All right, now I have a specific question for you. And I know this is a yes, whether you admit to it or not. Did you ever, did you ever use the line on a girl, "You gonna fuck Todd and see God"?
I did not. And I totally.
It's not too late.
I'm totally using more Toddster lines in life.
I'm shocked you don't own the hat. We need to get you a hat.
I do need that.
Fucking Dan can wear his MAGA hat. You can wear your Toddster.
All right, but we're doing the whatever. I don't give a shit. I was gonna say we're going off topic already, and we haven't even talked about the movie yet.
Yeah.
Should I tell my Troma story now, or should we talk about the movie?
We'll talk about the movie then.
Okay. All
right. Movie. I remember watching this again and watching it for the first time. I knew I was going to love this when the baby gets ripped out of the girl's stomach.
The fetus?
Yeah. And then she still kind of lives for a while. I was like, all right. I'm going to fucking love this movie. This movie is...
I'm going to say this.
Some awesome gore.
Let's try to avoid the spoiler ending.
The big one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Since it is... yes, it's 20 years old, but I think this Blu-ray is going to give it an... more people are going to check it out again. So that's a little part we can just not talk about and still talk about everything else.
Yeah. How un-PC this is. I don't even know if Troma would... Terms like Tushy Pusher and...
oh, they still...
I don't think I've seen this movie since, 2007 or 8. So,
okay.
It holds up. Yeah. I had a great time. I don't know why I don't revisit it more often.
Oh, it's... I love Farts of Darkness, also the documentary about the film. Also, I'm all over the place. Have you guys ever seen the rated R version?
No.
I may have grabbed that at Hollywood Video previewed or something and been pissed. I can't remember.
It is awesome. Like,
really?
No, yeah, it is. Because it's not just a rated R version. I was disappointed when Citizen Toxic just had a cut version. Like, Lloyd Kaufman, like, he pops up all around it. He's like, well, this is what we should be seeing, but those cocksuckers of the MPA won't let us. And then, like, when the naked guy's running around, it's got Lloyd's face on his dick. They recreate head crushings with melons. It's just like Lloyd doing zaniness throughout the movie. I'm looking. It says Terra Firma on Amazon Prime is the R-rated version, but I'm going to have to check that.
Oh, nice.
It says it's right rated now. R, but...
I will look.
I'm amazed that's not an extra, really. Cause...
I was bummed it wasn't, because I... Yeah, well, I'm...
Some of those discs that Troma kind of, like, does the re-edits on, and I always forget the fucking name, but the one that came from the Rabbit Granny's team that just came out really shitty, and then they edited all this crazy shit dialogue.
Yeah.
Parts of the Family? Was
yes.
that it?
Yeah. Wait,
there
no.
you go.
Was Parts of the Family the Rabbit Granny's team?
I could be wrong. I can't actually
I think it was.
Headphones on and find out, but yeah, I think it was. So sometimes those are well worth it. But, oh man. This movie is just nonstop laughs. I think it's aged well because you really can't do this anymore. When Debbie's getting butt fucked in the bathroom and Lloyd walks in and starts pissing on them, hell of a turd you're pitching off.
Yeah.
oh man, this is comedy gold. I mean, this is Troma at its best.
I go back and forth between my favorite Troma movie, and it's close. I think the fact that they're making a Troma movie in this Troma movie slightly edges it out, but between this and Citizen Toxie, those are two of my tops.
Citizen Toxie for me.
Yeah.
God damn it. I keep fucking up. So on Amazon Prime, it says R.
Right.
But I'm trying to fast forward to the fat dude because I want to see Lloyd on his wiener.
I was looking up the runtime, so you.
Oh,
well, no, keep looking. You might find it before I get to Terra Firma rated R.
Well, I just went too fucking far. We're retard. I mean, what a mentally challenged individual.
All right.
No take back.
It should be an hour and 39 minutes.
Tell you right now.
It's like 154. It's the rated one.
Yeah, 154.
All right, well.
So, that's not it?
Unfortunately, no. But we'll fix that.
Okay. Yeah, well. Because it's worth it.
Yeah, if you've never seen it, it's absolutely amazing.
Do you think this is the best Troma usage of Ron Jeremy, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh man, I remember when I was first watching that, I was just like, wow, this is even more fucked up than I was.
Everyone in the cast, Trent Haga, Will Keenan, the blonde chick, I can't think of her name.
Well, that's not cool, Todd.
I know.
The blonde chick.
All right.
It was fun seeing how some of the cast is aged from some of the random the blowjob girl.
Yeah.
Todd already
did it. We get full wiener.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad that people. Oh yeah, if you want to watch the movie, you can go watch it on Amazon Prime. Although it is not the remastered version.
Yeah, which is
it looks
worth
better on. Yes.
I do have the original soundtrack also, I know, shocker.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, oh man, just watching it again, I mean, Joe Fleischiger, which always makes me sad that we don't get to see him in any more, although they need to CGI the fuck out of him. They did it for Peter Cushing, they can do it for Fleischiger.
I don't think Troma could afford that, unfortunately.
Oh, they could do some cheap-ass version of it.
The cardboard cutout, and I'm fine.
And, oh, man. Debbie Rashawn. I wish we saw her in more quality stuff now, because, man, she was good. She still is good. I shouldn't say she's not good. But, you don't get to see too many, like, awesome films from her anymore. It's usually just a small role. And yeah. This is one of those films, even if you don't like quote-unquote stupid, raunchy humor, you may still like this. I mean, like I said, Troma, it's very clever. The jokes, almost all of them land. You may still like it. I mean, again, in comparison, Tromeo and Juliet, that who would have thunk it? But that movie got so many, like, stuffy mainstream critics that like Tromeo and Juliet.
Do you think that's why we're getting Shakespeare's shitstorm?
Probably. Yeah.
You know what? I don't care. I still love the new stuff. I know it's not as good as the other stuff. But I liked the Nukem High sequels, remakes. I'm looking forward to the new one. Yeah, they're not as good as the old ones, but they are 100% Troma.
They are. I'll say that, but it's not. Yeah, I'll say this: when we get something like in house from Troma, they fare a little bit better than Full Moon does at this point.
Oh my God! I should come over there and smack you in the mouth for comparing Troma now and Full Moon now. You piece of shit. you want to compare them 30 years ago and me say Troma had better productions, you could smack me in the mouth. But you say that shit today, we got a problem. Have you not seen fucking Evil Bong 7?
Jesus, Todd got mad there.
Yeah.
Like, I triggered. Murdered a relative of yours or something that died in your arms.
You're comparing like five people in a room with a plastic bong to an epic film with lesbians, pregnant, giant cocks, and yeah, all the fun stuff. And that was just me talking about Nukem Highs.
That's just Todd's house on a Saturday. So. We can talk a little more Troma, but you go first.
Go first what?
Oh, we're rating it?
Rate the fucking movie.
Oh, Josh. Okay. Really? It's a 5.
What say you, Bugs?
I'm going to have to give it a 5. It holds up. It's still fucking hilarious. Yeah. I'm going to revisit this more often.
And probably even sooner than that with the R-rated cut.
Yes.
I'm a 2. No, I'm a 5.
I was going to... You were going to get a second rant. You should have saved that a little longer. I even though I should have known you were fucking around, the rage was just washing over me for a second.
Maybe I could have said 3.5 or something.
You could have said 4 and you would have got a rant. 4.5, you were 50-50. Like, that'd be like, oh, but you give all those other movies 5s? Yeah, we'd have an issue.
Nah, it's a 5. I mean, this movie is...
The biggest thing is, like, for people who don't like trauma films, though.
Fuck damn.
Yeah, well, that too. But I know some people are worried, well, I don't like a lot of the trauma stuff. And the people who say that, I always go, well, you have to see the Lloyd Kaufman stuff. But that argument doesn't hold up as well now because people don't like the last two Nukem Highs in general. So, because like I told Kruger to watch, and he brought it up, and he's like, I'm, you know, basically it's Troma. He's like, other than Toxic Avengers, I don't know. So,
as long as you like Toxic Avenger, I don't see anything wrong.
Yeah, you'd be doing yourself a disservice.
And they are making a Toxic Avenger in this movie, so there's that.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That is true.
Public sex team.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a whole show just counting down all the guys for this and all hits. So, yeah, highly recommended.
All right. Now should I tell my trauma $400 story?
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay, first credit card. And, God, this is like the worst time to do it. I literally went through Troma's website, section by section, starting with VHS. I literally put every VHS I didn't own in the cart. And then I put every DVD I didn't own in the cart. See the error of this story to begin with?
Mm-hmm. Were you sober?
No. But I shouldn't have put those VHSs in my cart. But I actually had an out, too, because I ordered it all. And I saw after I did it, there was a... I'll get to that part in a minute. So I ordered it, went to sleep. I woke up, Millie, the order lady from Troma, she sounded like she was like 80. And her name was Millie, so you kind of get that. She called to make sure that the order was correct before she processed it. So I could have been like, oh, I thought I put that in my cart, da-da-da-da. But I was like, no, I was right.
Fuck yeah, Millie. Bring me up.
And then I told her, because like I said earlier with the Terra Firma gimmick, they did the same thing with the Toxic Avenger, Citizen Toxie. So they had it like right when it was done for $120. I immediately bought it. It's actually a cut that's slightly different than the final cut. It's got a few little different things, which makes it cool. And I still have that tape, and I still have it converted. But so when I was on the phone, I had saw after I placed my order that there was a new version of Citizen Toxie. This was the screener cut, which was the final version. And it was like $80. Troma wanted their goddamn money. So I asked her if it was too late for me to add that. She's like, oh, honey, I'll throw it in. I was like, sweet, I didn't really want to pay for it. I was hoping she'd say that. So
$400, Millie should have taken her teeth out and given you a gummer.
Velveteen rub down. Yeah.
Hey, that $400 could have bought a fake rubber penis for fucking... whatever their next film was. So, it was for a good cause.
It was for a good cause.
And now,
still,
yeah. And now all the... Dig
Millie up and get your gummer, Todd.
The error of the story was that I put all the VHS in my carts.
I think it worked out, Todd.
I know. I should have just stuck with the DVDs.
Yeah.
What year was this? Oh, the Troma put out DVDs early. They were early.
Yeah. Well, it was after Citizen Toxie was finished before it was released. God, I'm afraid to look at what year Citizen Toxie is now. It's going
to
make me feel old, too.
That's
I think I worked at Blockbuster, so that's what? 2004?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That sounds about right.
Then we are. I am the only one to never work at a video store, and I seriously regret.
It's listed as 2000. Also, release date 2001.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Really? Okay. Well, maybe I put it on my recommendation shelf or something because I remember.
It could have not came out on home video for a couple years.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of times it would be a couple years.
Lies, pugs. You had Salo there, like. For your entire time.
Oh, you're goddamn right. That's a good fucking movie. I love that movie.
Did you ever have anybody come in and it's like, who is this Lincoln fucking? My kid rented Salo and
Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust. Like Blockbuster had that, but yeah.
Yeah.
The Turtle Daddy.
I was a fantastic fucking employee. I helped everybody, and like I wouldn't recommend fucking Solo to someone that I know couldn't handle it. But here's Flowers of Flesh and Blood if you want.
I was 100% Randall.
You fucking snob.
No, I was just a dick to everyone. This is how Randall I was. I worked at a video store, and I went to Movie Town, which is the equal to Big Town Video.
I want to rent it from a good store.
Yeah. Even our porn got shitty. It was like we got those, like, 100 scene compilations that were all shitty shitty scenes and
like the 24 hours of Blowjob.
Yes. Those. I was like, Jesus, we used to get good porn. That's where I got all my Seymour Butts from. Now it's like fucking 24 hours of bullshit.
I bought a couple of those off of 40 Second Street once at Monster Mania, or I believe it was Monster Mania. And yeah, it was. It was just like the shittiest fucking scenes, but it's like 18 hours of like. I think I bought a lesbian one, of course, and I don't know what else I got, but I mean, it was just...
They were like all lesbian ones. Just tell it like it is.
How's it a lesbian one with the blowjobs, Todd?
Strap-ons.
Yeah.
That would really annoy me, because that is the worst fucking thing for them.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Oh, that's, and then that's when they're when they're moaning, when they're pretending they're getting their dick sucked. That's awesome. Oh, Dan's like, yeah, suck that rubber cock. Oh yes, I forgot because I don't have the board. The following presentation is for mature audiences. There.
I think we've been pretty well behaved until now.
Right. Yeah, it's for the end. I don't give a shit. I'm going to throw you guys one that I probably should have gave you more chance to, because what if I told you name an underrated trauma, preferably non Lloyd Kaufman directed, pulling out Terra Firma, Toxie, and Poltergeist, what and Nukem Highs, what would you say? Yeah, I pulled out all the big ones.
Well, they released it. I don't know if it really counts.
If it's distribution, that's fine. I'll tell you my non Lloyd Kaufman directed and one that he did that's underrated.
I got you guys may hate me for this, but Cannibal the Musical.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's. Do you think it's underrated because it's a South Park guy?
It's
like,
not. You know what? And they still
not enough people know about it. Though.
Exactly, and they always bitch like. Comedy Central's never once licensed it and played it.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Give Troma some money, guys. Come on.
Right? All right.
That's my vote.
Dan?
Oh, man. I don't know if I could call that one underrated, because I mean it got so much attention. You know, a random one that I liked, but I it probably doesn't hold up at all, but I remember liking Frostbiter, and I guess most of them are pickups though.
Yeah, that was like the Evil Dead-ish one.
Yeah, I mean, not a great film, but I remember liking that one. And I would go back to Parts of the Family. I mean, it's a re-edit, they make it hilarious. So you should definitely check that out. Not on par with these, though.
No. Unspeakable is one I really like.
There you go.
And
Chad
then,
Farrow, yeah.
Yeah, and then early trauma, I gotta go with First Turn On. Actually, that whole early pre-Toxie stuff, First Turn On, Squeeze Play, the
Lloyd sex comedies, yeah.
Yes. Uh-oh, don't we have a sex comedy month?
Oh, we do. Well, I'm going to need to get those on Blu-ray someday,
Jesus.
Though, first.
I got them twice on Blu-ray. I have the individuals and the sexy box. Come on.
Ooh, the sexy box.
You mean on DVD, Todd?
Oh, sorry. I meant DVD. Did I say Blu-ray? I got excited.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way I missed that. You mean DVD?
I was stuck on sexy box.
We've seen some sexy box in our day.
Speaking of sexy box, I already said those two. My last one, a recent one, one I love and I still want part two to happen, Breeding Farm.
Oh, yeah, that is... That went, like, out of stock, like, or out of print really quick, because I don't think I own it.
Let me ask you this, Pugs, have you seen Breeding Farm?
I'm trying to... No, I don't think I have.
Synopsis. Four friends are kidnapped and forced to become part of a human breeding farm. We will just say this is a Todd classic.
Oh, perfect. What year did that come out?
Like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe?
Not that long.
2013. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need to get on this.
Yeah.
Breeding farm.
Yeah.
So, no, that's... That pretty good mix of movies overall. I still think some of you will like After Midnight. But still, I would say a pretty good mix of movies this week.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
this show.
This week, the other two were good too, from last night.
Yeah, well, not Brahms.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that one. Yeah, tonight. The ones tonight were great.
Yes.
All right. Well, unless we were going to talk about Troma another hour, which I can. So, right. If you guys got things to do, it's time to wrap me.
My dogs would appreciate the wrap.
And so, for the record, yes, there is a clip of Toxic Avenger in our opening. It's not Toxie, but it is the bullies from the original.
Nice, nice.
I don't know if anyone's noticed but me.
How do we not have the cornhole line in our opening? We got to do a new... I mean, our opening is perfectly good, but...
I need to update it. Yeah, I know. I'm a busy man.
Piss your pants.
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to do it sooner than later.
the cornhole line. Yeah, it's got to... Yeah. All right, so guys, check out...
I got clips from tonight's show from Dan that are going to be in the opening.
Fuck you, God.
Or was that last night's show? I don't even know it was tonight's.
Well, hey...
If
you want something with me, you can. I had some pretty funny lines, if nothing else, in Ghoulish Tales. So pull like something from that.
Yeah, but you were speaking your truth today.
Heil Shine. All right. Any plugs before we get out? I know we don't
flesh
have.
We don't have.
God damn it, Dan, go.
I'm trying. Fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the Fleshwound Dan eBay. Got a lot of stuff up there, the spooky posters up there, the theatrical one. Some new stuff probably coming this weekend. Check it out.
Pugs, anything from you?
I got nothing.
So on that note, I will say goodnight.
Goodnight, motherfuckers. Guys.